Episode 1807, A Tiny Word, A Mighty Power.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day and Merry Christmas. You might be on your way finishing those last minute details. Maybe you're traveling right now, going to meet your family and friends for the holidays. I want you to know that I am praying for your safe travels, for your time together. And I also want you to be reminded of the most important relationship that you have, your vertical relationship. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, A Tiny Word, A Mighty Power. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, there's one word that consumes hearts and mouths during Christmas time. It's spoken with enthusiasm. Smiles adorn its presence. A tiny word, a mighty power. So many of our words uttered during the holiday season bring Christmas to life. We sing songs filled with words of wonder and hope. We repeat scriptures that leave a mark on our hearts. We read cards that say what's hard to put into words. Yet, the one word heard most often is gift. A tiny word, a mighty power. You can be out shopping, checking that list twice as everyone else is checking it too, making sure that all the gifts are nice. It's all in the conversations. You go to the Christmas party and what do you bring? A gift. What is it with this tiny word that consumes our actions yet distracts our hearts? What would your list look like if God asked you to write it down? A better job? Patience? Money to pay the bills? Children who obey you? Family vacation? Maybe even a new car? Well, at least a new car to you. And then I wonder what Mary would have given him the year she gave birth to his son. Patience? Discernment? Grace? Hope, love. You know, as I began thinking about this word gift, I thought, what does it really mean? We use it so often, especially during this holiday season. And I looked it up, and yes, it says that a gift is defined as a thing given willingly to someone without payment, a present. It's given willingly. No one hogties you. No one forces you to go out and buy something. It's just given willingly. And at Christmas time, we give gifts. Do you know the best gift ever given came from God? A tiny gift, a mighty power. I love what 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." A baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. You know, this Christmas, are you still hurrying about looking for those few last-minute surprises? It's okay if you are. I, too, have gone. Just yesterday, I was looking for those few little somethings to add into the mix of the bigger gifts. But today, I want to challenge you. What gift do you want to receive from God? We ask our children, sometimes we even ask our friends and our family, make a list. What do you need? I don't want to just get you anything. A lot of us will go out and get whatever we want, right? Nowadays, we have what you call a credit card. So if our bank account can't handle it, but the credit card can, we can go out and get what we really want. Not necessarily what we need, but what we want. And so we always ask, what do you want for Christmas? God's asking you today, what do you want for Christmas? So what gift would you want to receive from him? It's a little strange thinking about it from the reverse. We're always asking people to make a list so it becomes easier for us. What if God is asking you, Sue, Christy, Carol, Karen, Connie, Lauren, what do you want? Wendy, what do you want me to give you for Christmas? What would your heart tell him? And in return, what gift do you want to give to God? Because I've always wondered, if I ask God for a list, God, what gift do you want from me? I wonder what he would write down. The reason for the season is bigger than you can imagine, but the impact starts with your heart. A tiny word, a mighty power. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.